Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Jake Stakemiller, and I'm super excited to bring you podcast number 3. Today, we're talking about a fire topic. It's super great, so listen in and take notes if you want. But today, I'm titling this one, The Starting Five. Now, what is The Starting Five? I'll tell you, it is the five people that the coach trusts the most. It's also the five people that you trust the most in your personal life. So in basketball, the starting five are the five that go out on the court to start the game, and whatever points are scored and are scored against are basically on the starting five shoulders. Now in your life, the five people that you surround yourself with is the average of what you're gonna become in your life. So think about it. Who are the five people that you're surrounding yourself with? Are they good influences? Are they helping you? Are they lifting you up? Or are they scoring points on you? Are they actually your opponent? Think about that for a second. I did a lot of thinking, and this is what I found. I found that I was winning in the basketball games, but when I would go out of the basketball games, those same five that I would surround myself with, they were bad influences, man. And the things that I would allow myself to get into weren't very good because I was just wanting to fit in with the starting five, right? And so that's where I hit my wall. I had gained trust. I was the guy. I got the girl. But I hit a wall when I realized that the people that I was surrounding myself with weren't helping me change my life, weren't helping me grow into the person that I wanted to be. So I hit my wall and I'm thinking, ah, man, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to just, you know, quit the team? Am I supposed to throw in the towel? No. What I'm supposed to do is change the five in my life. What you need to do if you've found that these people are tearing you down, you need to change the five people that you surround yourself with the most. Now, I heard it said once and it blew my mind, is what's gonna happen when we die and we go up to heaven, let's say, and we meet God, and then next to God is this person, and this person, they kind of look familiar, but they have like some extra qualities about them that you don't really recognize. And God says, hey, Jake, or hey, listener, this is you. This is who I created you to become. Meet him. And wouldn't it just be terrible if you met this person and you had no idea who he was or who she was? Wouldn't it be terrible if this person was just so like incredible, obviously, because God, I believe, has created us to be incredible and do massive, amazing things. But what if we were to die and meet that person and we didn't know them at all? Now, that's something that's been inspiring and encouraging for me. It's motivated me to really want to change the five people that are surrounding me in my life. And so I hope that encourages you. But I'm going to go into the plan. Now, the plan is where you can start to take steps towards creating a better starting five and noticing who the good ones are and keeping them, making sure that those people are growing in your life. And so I'm going to paint the picture as a garden scenario, right? And so you have to start weeding out the people that are doing negative things in your life, that are causing you to want to rot, that aren't growing you. And so I paint the picture as seeds and weeds, right? When we plant seeds, and those seeds are the five people in our lives that we really trust, that we can really grow with, that are really going to boost us up, right? When we plant them as seeds, then things are going to happen and fruit is going to come from it. But if there's weeds in our life, if there's weeds that are the five people that are surrounding us, then we're going to experience a choking, and we're not going to be able to grow because the weeds are just going to overtake us. And so imagine your life as a garden, and picture the people that are in your life, and really focus in on planting seeds and pulling out the weeds, because the weeds are going to kill you. So that's number one. Number two is focus on your inputs. Focus on the things that you're listening to. Focus on the things that you're watching. Focus on the things that you're saying and you're thinking. Those inputs are going to massively change your life. I started to say that I'm going to have $1 million by the time I'm 30, and I haven't gotten $1 million, but I can already see that the things that I've thought about, the things that I'm thinking, and the things that I'm reading and the things that I'm listening to are pushing me towards gaining that $1 million before I'm 30 years old. And so I'm saying it live right now, so you can listen to it. This is a timestamp of when I post this, and I'll have $1 million before I'm 30. I can guarantee it, because I'm putting in the inputs that are going to create the results. And so this is called soil. Now, what kind of soil are you putting on those seeds? On those five, are you giving them the most rich and fertile soil that you can possibly give? Are you really listening? Are you really applying the things that you're learning? Or are you just kind of like throwing some dirt on top of it and saying, yeah, you know, I'm going to be a part of whatever it is that you're doing, and I'll listen, and I'll show up? Or are you really, really giving it your all to make sure that the five people that are around you can trust you first, and are wanting to be mentors and give you good advice? So that's number two, is soil, and how nourishing is your manure, right? And number three is your environment. Okay, the environment is so crucial to your garden, is so crucial to your life, because we could be a potential flourishing garden. We could have all the things set in place. We could have the right kind of seeds. We could have the right kind of soil. But if our environment is wrong, and we've planted our garden, we've placed our life in the shade, if we've placed it outside of the sun and we're in the dark, if our life is planted in the dark, then we're not going to be able to grow. We need to position our place, our life, and our garden in a place that is sunny, that is radiant, that is life-giving, instead of a place that is shady and dark, because we all know that the only way for a plant to grow is with sunlight. So that's what the starting five is. If you believe in this, I would love it. I would love to hear what you think in the comments. The starting five. Make sure that the five people in your life are helping you grow, that are causing your seed to sprout up and your life to bear fruit, because the five people that you have in your life is the average of who you're going to become. Right on. Hey, have an awesome day. I hope this has impacted you. Like it, comment, whatever. You know the whole thing. This is podcast number 3, and I'm still getting used to it. But hang on and just continue to listen, because I'm super excited to be able to share my stories, share my life, and grow with you. Bye-bye.